Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name. Jason's classic cut on a Friday. You've been rocking the house with these lately, my friend. Speaking of rocking the house, without further ado, let's bring in, he prefers progressive, I say liberal, talk show host, Mike McFeely of the Mighty 790 KFGO. There's only one K there. KFGO. Fargo, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jerry, except we in Fargo-Moorhead are going to get blasted here today and tomorrow with some very late November-like weather. And I think actually right now in some parts of South Dakota, they've already got 10 inches of snow, and they're talking about 30 inches of snow in the Black Hills of South Dakota. So it's we've gone from very nice September-like weather to November here in a matter of a day or two. So I'm not in the happiest of moods right now. Easy on me, okay?
You know, boy, I can feel your pain. My listeners know how much I hate blizzards. Just absolutely. Oh, my producer wants to know if you're going to blame George Bush for this.
No, I'm past that. Okay. I'll blame the industrialized oil-producing, coal-producing industries for global warming, which is bringing us more and more severe weather earlier and at different times of the year.
You do know there hasn't been global warming in 15 years, right? You do know that, right?
I had to throw something out there. I wasn't going down the George Bush road, okay. So I had to throw something out there. Hey, before we get into what we want to talk about, I know you want to talk about what's going on in D.C. Very quickly, I know a lot of people in Wisconsin, and this is not a plug. I'm not getting paid for this, so I'm not trying to use your airwaves to advertise, but I need to tell your listeners this. People in northeast Wisconsin and in Green Bay love to fish, right? They love perch. A lot of people from Wisconsin head west to catch perch. A reason to come to North Dakota. Devil's Lake, North Dakota, about an hour and a half away, 2 hours away from Fargo. They did their netting survey a couple of months ago. There are record numbers of 12-inch plus perch in Devil's Lake, and they're biting already like crazy. It's not frozen yet, of course, but they're biting like crazy through the open water. I caught one last year, Jerry, on Devil's Lake that was 2 pounds. There's people catching this fall 2.5-pound perch on Devil's Lake. So if your listeners are looking for an excuse to come to North Dakota, head to Devil's Lake this winter and try the ice fishing. The perch fishing is going to be out of this world.
As if your booming economy due to a thriving energy industry wasn't enough.
Oh, Devil's Lake is it's my favorite place to go fishing, and it is. Here's the way I put it. Even I can catch walleyes on Devil's Lake.
Wow.
They commit suicide on Devil's Lake. That's how dumb they are.
Hey, before we move on, how much snow are you expecting in Fargo?
Actually, it's just going to rain here.
Oh, you're going to get rain.
It's going to be 2 inches of rain. It's going to be blowing 40 miles an hour. So the people going to the North Dakota State football game to tailgate tomorrow are going to be wrapped up in babushkas tomorrow to stay warm.
Any associated flooding dangers?
Oh, no, we're fine. We're fine.
Okay, great. All right, yesterday on your show, I said something that turned out to be spot on, that Congressman Reid Ribble had said that John Boehner was going to pivot from Obamacare, get off of that, because the president says, look, that's a non-negotiable item, and talk about the budget at large, specifically entitlement reform. And, in fact, that we know that now, that is exactly Boehner's move, and the president made no bones about that. Nothing is negotiable. Absolutely, when it comes to the continuing resolution to fund government, when it comes to the debt ceiling, which Boehner now wanted to tie together, nothing is negotiable. So we now have an official game of chicken.
Well, what we have now, Jared, is I think a desperate Republican Party looking for any way out of the mess that they've found themselves into because they followed their new prophet, Ted Cruz, off the edge of a cliff. To me, you know, and you and I talked about it some yesterday, and we didn't really have much of a chance because I was up against the clock on my show. But if you're the Democrats right now, you're holding all the cards. I mean, it's a political game. It's turned into a political game. There's no question about it. But the Republicans started this by trying to go down the Obamacare road. They got their rear ends handed to them, and now they're trying to find any way out of this, and Boehner's trying to find any way out of getting themselves out from under the mess that the 40 or so Tea Party Republicans in the House created for him in this country. And so why should the Democrats say, oh, sure, okay, yeah, okay, you're going away from Obamacare now? You've lost that fight, so now we're going to move on to something else? Oh, sure, yeah, let's sit down and talk about it. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, you guys have helped us a little bit. Cordoning off, barricading open-air memorials that do not have to be barricaded, trying to close state-owned property, and those sorts of things. Look, even with the help of the media, the public is seeing through. The administration is trying to inflict maximum damage here.
All the polls, though, if you look, Jerry, all the polls are blaming Republicans for the shutdown.
So far.
Nobody wants it. I mean, it doesn't matter what your party affiliation is. Nobody likes the shutdown. Nobody likes that Republicans tried to hook Obamacare to the shutdown. Nobody likes this whole situation. But the polls are showing that Republicans are getting the blame, as they deserve to, because of Ted Cruz. If I was a Democrat running for the Senate or in the House right now, I'd be writing a check to Ted Cruz. Please win, Ted. Please. Please stay in the United States Senate, because you've done more for the Democratic Party than they've been able to do for themselves for the last five years.
We don't know how this is going to end yet, but I'll admit, Mike, it was an extremely risky, and I didn't support it, as you know.
No, that's true.
Extremely risky, but I didn't hear you deny that Democrats are trying to unnecessarily inflict maximum damage.
No, I don't believe that. The World War II memorial situation was an unfortunate thing. It was unfortunate that the Republican congressman was screaming at the park ranger or the park person who was just doing their job. Their job was to do what they're supposed to do.
That's not their job.
So much of that was political theater. It was soundbite.
That's nonsense.
It was photo
Mike.
Op. It was all of those
no,
things.
My, hang
that's,
on.
That's not what this fight's about, Jerry. You know it. Republicans, look it. Did you see Rand Paul's little faux pas yesterday when he was talking to Mitch McConnell? Rand Paul comes up to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell warns him. He says, hey, I'm hot right now. I'm mic'd up. He's trying to tell him, don't say anything stupid. Rand Paul says, hey, I was just on CNN. I think that we can win some points here if we just keep pounding the compromise thing. The Democrats won't compromise with us. He admitted that this whole thing is about winning political points, Jerry.
It's not about doing what's right for the extreme right wing.
It's about winning political points.
Mike, you've said so much stuff that's full of crap right now. I've got to respond to all of it. For you to say that the Rangers are just doing their job, in no other shutdown has open-air memorials ever been barricaded. That was the Obama administration closing things that had never been closed and do not need to be closed in a shutdown. And the American public is seeing that. I have the audio from the exchange you're referring to, and I'm going to play it for a little bit. I actually don't see that as scandalous at all. It's Paul saying, look, they're unbending, they're unwilling to compromise, and that helps us in what is now definitely a tactical debate here. There's nothing horrible about that.
Well, sure. Yes. Well, first of all, wait a second. Now, let's go back to the park thing. That's the parks being closed in that situation, unfortunate with the shutdown, okay?
Never happened before.
Republicans are trying to turn it around and say, look at how horrible the Democrats are. Look at what this isn't a Democratic shutdown,
yes,
Jerry.
It is.
It's a Republican shutdown.
No.
Blame your own party for shutting down the national parks and everything else. Blame your own party for having people who aren't getting paid because of this government shutdown. When it comes to Rand Paul, I thought this was all about Obamacare, Jerry. I thought this was all about saving this country from the evils of Obamacare. Last week we were talking, oh, my God, Obamacare. Obamacare. It's going to ruin the country, Jerry. Obamacare.
Oh, he's on a roll here. He's on a roll.
Now it's about winning political points.
Take a breath.
Winning the polls?
No, he's talking about the strategy that will work in defeating Obamacare. That's not a big deal. You keep evading Mike, hang on, because I want to ask you something. You keep evading the issue. Open-air memorials were never closed in past shutdowns, and they don't need to be closed. That's the Democrats' fault. That's Barack Obama's fault. They were trying to make it look like Republicans were keeping World War II veterans away from that memorial when that was entirely the administration's doing.
If you want to go with that, go with it.
Deny it.
I can disagree on that.
No, we can't.
If that's what you want to hang your hat on, if that's what Republicans want to hang their hat on throughout this mess that they've created, go ahead. If you think that the American people are going to stand up and say, hey, that's right. Conservative Ted Cruz was right on this whole darn thing because Obama kept some people out of the World War II memorial. If you think that's going to win anything or sway public opinion, go for it. It's all yours.
I just want you to admit that's what he did.
No, I won't admit it because I don't agree. But if that's what you want to go on,
how can you disagree?
Go with it.
I don't know how you can disagree because those have never been closed in the past. All right, we will continue this love fest in 5 minutes. It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.